Who's ready for an awesome day?
Oh, hey, ladies. Awesome day, huh?
Awesome.
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 Already have a super awesome day.
Oh, great.
Awesome's awesome. It's super awesome.
It's an enriching experience.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Awesome and enriching experience. Shut up. Good morning. Awesome and enriching experience. That pretty much sums it up, I would say. Plus an incredible prize package for you today. $450 value. Especially, you're going to love this no matter who you are, but especially if you're a golfer. Oh my goodness gracious. How would you like to play Augusta? How would you like to play Augusta? How would you like to play Oakmont? How would you like to... It's big. And it's from the city of St. Clairsville, $450 value. Eric Gay was here yesterday. We broke the news, and this is exclusively for listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. That's right, just you. So if you're listening to me on Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, on the app River Network, a Facebook live stream, it's just for you, no one else. $450 prize package. Thank you, Mayor Tallman. Thank you, Eric Gay. If you're a golfer, if you know anyone who is a golfer or anyone who wants some really great, great stuff to do and prizes in St. C, in the city of St. C, then you have got to really pay attention here because we're going to be giving it away today. Today. And then another big giveaway tomorrow, another big prize package tomorrow, courtesy of Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi with those all-wheel drive cars that are very inexpensive. An incredible show for you today. Incredible guests. Susanna Jackson is going to be live on the air here. If you are of the Italian persuasion, or if you like opera, or if you care about the homeless, or if you are looking for something to do on, when is this going to be? October 4th, a benefit concert, Italian opera benefit concert. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Dimitri, your type of show typically is not focused on the opera crowd, if you know what I mean. Well, that's true. I'm trying to class it up, and I couldn't do any better than this. Susanna Jackson, her sister's coming in. She's a big deal opera singer in Italy, and she's going to be coming in to sing, and she's going to be accompanied by a pianist, local pianist, and it's to raise money for this homeward bound of Steubenville to help homeless people transition into housing. This Susanna Jackson is just top notch, and she's doing this, and it's her sister who's coming in from Italy to do this. I hope she brings some spaghetti. And so it's a very big deal event. So we're going to have Susanna Jackson. Also, we have a number of citizen journalists that contribute to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. The media is dead. The old media is dead. No matter how much you hate the media, you don't hate them enough. Citizen journalist is the way to go. We've got Carly Dittmar, the Fulton Flash, who is really on top of this issue with homelessness in Wheeling. She is fearless. Oh, God, I love this woman. And we also have another citizen journalist who is giving us reports and is going to be joining us today, originally from Bel Air. Great guy from Bel Air. His name is Pat Manley, and he's this big deal architect who also is a citizen journalist keeping an eye on what is going on in state government. And this thing with Intel is going to be a bigger scandal, I think, than the scandal was with First Energy and that fiasco, too. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars. The media is doing a miserable job covering this because the media is horrible. Anyway, so our citizen journalist from Columbus, our man in Columbus, Patrick Manley, is going to be joining us for that as well. We also have Dimitri Graffiti, which is at roughly 8:50 in the morning. You cannot see it on the Facebook live stream because Facebook essentially has banned it because of issues with the music that we play. So screw you, Facebook. But you can hear it, download the River Network app, and then click Big Willie 105.5 or the River Network 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Did I mention the prize package from St. Clairsville today? $450 value. That's incredible. And it's especially so if you are a golfer or if you know anyone who is a golfer. So we got, you know, lots of high class stuff today. We got, you know, for golfers, we got the opera, Italian opera, no less. We've got great prizes. We got citizen journalist Pat Manley with this incredible story about Intel screwing over the taxpayers. And of course, the rhinos that run state government, Republicans in name only. They're just as bad as the Democrats. They're just as corrupt. They really are. And just as inept. It's really, really bad. So we have all of that. Also, hey, guys, breaking news. Do we have a breaking news type of sounder? Hold on. Let me see. Is it? Tell me what's happening. That's not going to work. All right. What about this one? No, that's not going to work. I need some breaking news thing. I don't have a breaking news thing. What about applause? All right. Pretend I had a sounder for breaking news. And this is for guys. Nicole Kidman is back on the market. Yeah. She and Keith Urban have separated. They're going to get a divorce. And I know a lot of guys, many of whom listen to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, are going, you know, she's leaving Keith Urban. I've got a shot. Guys are idiots. They're just idiot. No, we don't all have a shot. Some of us are married. Well, good luck in any event. She's tall. She's very tall. And she's presumably very, very rich. So you can't really go wrong with that, I would say. All right, so there's Nicole Kidman. Donald Trump is great when it comes to trolling. Now, I've got to warn you, if you're listening to me and you have young children with you, you may, well, we edited this. We bleeped out the Trump has a potty mouth. There's just no other way to say this. You can love him. You can do whatever, but he's got a potty mouth. He's also great at trolling. So tonight, supposedly, the government's going to be shut down. The Democrats are saying, if you don't give health insurance to illegals, and if you don't give $500 million to NPR, then we're going to shut the government down. And Donald Trump is saying, fine, shut it down. Bring it all down. I don't care. We're not going to give illegals health insurance. We're not going to give NPR one dime. And so the Democrats are saying, well, we're going to shut down the government then. And Trump is saying, fine. But that's not all Trump is saying. He put together a 30-second fake news thing through, I'm sure, AI that has, you got to picture this. Chuck Schumer, who is the top Democrat in the Senate, and by the way, the Senate and the House are both controlled by Republicans, but Republicans are so weak and, frankly, so compromised that even with their majority, they don't have enough votes to do what you elected them to do. And it's the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, that are the big problem. That's why we have to purge the party of any establishment Republican here in the Upper Ohio Valley, here in either state that we are in, as well as anywhere else in the nation. We got to get rid of these guys. Republicans have an overwhelming majority now in the Senate, and they still can't get it done. They're utterly useless. And I think they're compromised. Honestly, I do think they're being blackmailed, a number of them. In any event, Donald Trump is trying to whip up support in the public. And one way of doing that, he's really good with social media. So he put together this fake news conference, about 30 seconds long. And it's Chuck Schumer, who is the head of the Democrats in the Senate, and Benny Johnson, who is, I believe, in the House. I'm not sure. But Benny Johnson is another Democrat leader. And got a picture of this. They're outside. I think it's the White House. And Schumer is conducting a news conference, supposedly. And next to him is Benny Johnson wearing a sombrero. I can't do it justice. I really can't do it justice. But by God, I'm going to try. So we had to bleep out two different things. Each one, Trump, or essentially Chuck Schumer, using the BS word. So we had to bleep it because the FCC wants us to treat you as if you're like children because you've never heard the BS word. But it's like, you know, okay, fine. It's a license. What are you going to do? So, again, this is not safe for work. This is not safe for your kids, but you are going to love it, I think. So it's about 30 seconds long. Schumer talking to the news media, telling him the truth, and you got Benny Johnson standing next to him with a sombrero, wearing a sombrero, like the type that you get, I guess, at Tlaquepaque when you have a birthday or something, give you a sombrero. That's Mexican for hat or something, I think. All right, fine. So let's get this lined up, and I hope I got this right. Here we go.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of, you know, at least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Jeez. This is your president who put this together and posted this on social media. This isn't some snotty guy, you know, in his mom's basement or whatever, putting it. This is the president of the United States who did this. Let's hear it again.
Decode it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of, you know, at least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Brutal, just brutal. By the way, I almost forgot the most important aspect of the show today. I mean, other than shamelessly promoting the River Network app, which you have to download and click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, but only 3 days a week because I'm an acquired taste or something. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Did I mention 94.9? I hope I did. And also download the River Network app, and you can also see the show Facebook live stream. There's not much to see. There's never much to see unless we have in-studio guests. And I forgot to mention the most important, I shouldn't say the most important, but equally important special guest. In addition to Susanna Jackson, who will be joining us shortly to talk about this incredible Italian opera benefit concert to help Homeward Bound of Steubenville. This is a very, very big deal thing, especially if you're of the Italian persuasion. You want to really make a statement about how proud you are of your roots, especially now with the left's onslaught on Columbus Day and all that. You really need to go to this thing. All the proceeds are going to be benefiting Homeward Bound, and there's going to be a reception following the performance. It's October 4th, the Sycamore Center. They do great work at the Sycamore Center. They have lots of sycamores, I guess, there or something. I don't know. But in any event, it's the Sycamore Center. It's in Steubenville. They're very nice people. They do very, very good work. Susanna's going to be joining us. But in addition to all that, I forgot to mention another huge special guest, Mr. Big Willie himself. Yes, Mr. Big Willie himself. He is this legendary Valley OTR truck driver who is on the road almost all the time. He calls in live from his cab, this luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he'll be joining us again today. He tends to be a bit long-winded, I must say. He can go, we've actually timed this, he can actually talk for 15 straight minutes without taking a breath. We actually have the recordings of that in our files here. So he's going to be talking today about whatever just lights his fire, whatever just causes him to, I don't know if it's issues with his family life at home, I think that's why he's on the road so much, or I don't know if it's Christy or that whole volleyball thing or the band thing or about the trucker thing or illegals, but he's after the 8 o'clock news.